Tina Ray is the current magistrate judge at the Dillingham Court and before that spent a decade with Alaska Legal Services in Dillingham. Lance Joannis began his career as a district attorney in Bethel for several years before taking a job as the DA in Kenai, then transferring to the state's civil division in Kenai. Ray and Joannis stood out from the other five applicants, though the Judicial Council did not specify exactly why. Alaska Chief Justice Craig Stowers presided Tuesday and said it's the council's constitutional duty to forward along at least two names, what he called identifying the tallest timber.
You may have a group of qualified candidates, but there may be several that, just truly are outstanding candidates that are the most highly qualified. And it's been the historical practice of the council to look for that tall timber.
Nine applicants originally put their names up for consideration. Two withdrew, leaving seven for the council to interview. Members of the Alaska Bar Association weigh in as well, most often anonymously, about their colleagues, and the council takes in public comments. Justice Stowers commended all who had applied and subjected themselves to the rather grueling vetting process.
You put your name in and then you stand ready to take your shots. And sometimes anonymous comments are made that are very painful. And anybody would be, hurt by them. And sometimes they're just not fair, they're wrong. And nevertheless, it's out there for all the public to see. And that's a hard thing to do. And it takes courage and character for people to be willing to run that gauntlet. And so I do want to thank and honor all of the people that applied for these jobs.
Around a dozen members of the public offered comments directly to the council Tuesday, most of whom favored Tina Ray for the job. Tom Tilden of Dillingham said that Ray's experience in Bristol Bay will help her connect the court with the various cultures spread around the region.
Her work as a legal services attorney, as the magistrate, has brought her to those folks. And I think she has an understanding of their culture. She has an understanding of this area. But she's here. She lives here. She bought a home. Her husband teaches here. Her children are in school here. She's part of this community. She's part of this area.
Dee Dee Bennis of Dillingham worked alongside Ray during her time at the Bristol Bay Native Association and also praised Ray for her commitment to the community.
Her current work as magistrate continues to add to her professional competence. Her life experience within our community and her diversity of experience, exposure to persons of different ethnic and cultural backgrounds, and she demonstrates interest in areas outside of the legal field is immensely appreciated.
Others brought issues to the council not specific to any candidates, such as a desire to see the next judge help crack down on problems associated with alcohol and drug abuse and domestic violence. Council member Amy Oravic took a minute to praise the public's participation.
I've been on the council 5 years, and the public comments today were so wonderful. I've really, really listened to the comments, and I was so happy to see how much this community cares. You live in a very, very special place, and I appreciate it.
The votes of the council members were unanimously in favor of Ray and Joannis. None of the other candidates received a yes vote. The two names go to Governor Bill Walker, who will appoint one to the bench. Walker has asked for a little more than the usual 45 days to accommodate his treatment for prostate cancer. Retiring Judge Pat Douglas stepped down in November. Her predecessor Fred Teresi was the first Superior Court judge in Dillingham. Ray only applied for the Dillingham post. Joannis applied to both the Kenai and Dillingham vacancies and has been forwarded along for both. The Judicial Council is working to fill vacancies all over the state, what Justice Stowers said may be a record high amount of turnover for judges in Alaska. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.